This is Tate Servance from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular. The talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Also brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. In their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. And now we will be right on to the news. A 40-year-old Fairgrove resident, Chad Morrison, was arraigned December 8th in Tuscola County's 71B District Court following a domestic violence incident late December 7th in Guilford Township. Michigan State Police from the Caro Post responded around 11 p.m. to reports of a physical assault involving a firearm. Investigators say Morrison assaulted a female victim and threatened her with a gun. The victim then escaped the home and called 911. When troopers arrived, Morrison was still inside. After phone negotiations, he surrendered without further incident. A consent search recovered multiple firearms and ammunition, and Morrison resisted arrest while being handcuffed and was taken into custody. He now faces 15 charges. Morrison remains lodged in the Tuscola County Jail, and his next court appearance is scheduled for December 22nd at 1 p.m. Anyone experiencing domestic violence can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-855-864-2374 for confidential help. A Bay City mother accused of starving her 4-year-old son now faces an upgraded charge of felony murder in addition to first-degree child abuse. The case centers on allegations that the boy, who weighed just 10 pounds at his death in 2024, had a history of feeding difficulties and a feeding tube and was not given adequate care. Jessica Burke of Bay City is now charged with felony murder, along with first-degree child abuse and the death of her 4-year-old son, Noah. Prosecutors allege Burke's actions led to her son starving to death, while her supporters say his severe medical issues limited his ability to swallow and required tube feeding. A preliminary hearing for Wednesday in Bay County District Court was postponed after the new murder charge was filed, and a new hearing is now scheduled for February. Burke remains held in the Bay County Jail on a $250,000 bond and faces a potential life sentence if convicted on either charge. Investigators say Noah died in October 2024 after Burke reported he was not breathing, and medical records dating back to 2020 reportedly warned that decisions about his care could lead to malnourishment without further intervention. Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old man charged with assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk, appeared in person Thursday for the first time in Utah County Court since the September 10th shooting. This was his first face-to-face appearance after previously participating in hearings via video. During the hearing before 4th District Judge Tony Graff, lawyers debated media access and courtroom restrictions, including disputes over whether news outlets violated a court order by photographing Robinson in restraints. Judge Graff stopped proceedings briefly to address those concerns, but ultimately allowed cameras to remain, saying that removing them entirely would be disproportionate for the matters at hand. Under an earlier order, Robinson may wear civilian clothing during pretrial hearings to uphold his presumption of innocence, but must also wear the least restrictive restraints possible due to the serious nature of the charges. Robinson faces multiple charges, including aggravated murder, after authorities say he fatally shot Kirk during a Turning Point USA event at Utah Valley University in Orem. Prosecutors have indicated they will seek the death penalty if he is convicted. The hearing also touched on closed proceedings and motions filed by media organizations seeking greater involvement in decisions about what court information and recordings may be released. A future hearing on media access is scheduled later in December. And after this advertisement from our sponsor, we will be right back with national and international news.
The holidays are here, but is your smartphone ready for the hustle and bustle of the season? Can it handle everything you're throwing at it? Family pictures, group messages, social posts, music streaming, and online gift buying? Are you tired of the bland service from your big carrier with long wait times and pricey plans? If you need a new phone or are ready to upgrade to your local hometown provider, it's time to check out the smartphone deals and unlimited plans at Thumb Cellular. Through December 31st, Thumb Cellular is offering double your trade-in value with a new smartphone purchase. Plus, you can get a free phone with an upgrade or a new line activation. Stop in and visit the friendly customer care team for details. Terms and conditions apply. This holiday season, give the gift that keeps giving, the Thumb Cellular difference.
And we are back. Federal investigators are examining a massive explosion in a California neighborhood that destroyed multiple homes and injured at least six people. As early damage assessments and eyewitness accounts suggest, a significant blast force has prompted probes into possible gas infrastructure failures or other ignition sources that could have broader safety implications. Venezuela has moved to initiate withdrawal from the International Criminal Court's founding Rome Statute, a step that comes as the court investigates the Maduro government for alleged crimes against humanity. It has raised questions among legal experts and human rights advocates about accountability mechanisms if Caracas follows through with the exit. And after this next advertisement, we will be back with our weather.
Morrell Equipment, your Thumb Area LS Tractor Dealer of the Thumb.